So today, we're looking back on a war that officially ended on April 30th, 1975. It's interesting how NPR has commemorated this anniversary. All week long, NPR has been featuring pieces on Vietnam, describing today as the 30th anniversary of the day U.S. troops left Vietnam. And I've heard people talking about that day as the day the U.S. anti-war movement brought the war to an end. Those things have some truth to them. The depiction of the events in Vietnam as entirely the results of actions of Americans makes me wonder how much history is being left out. An American friend of mine insisted to me that Vietnamese people didn't exist as a separate people until just before the war. Another told me that Vietnam was just a proxy war fought on behalf of China and Russia. But I know as a Vietnamese that that isn't true. I know that Vietnamese people have a recorded history going back at least to 200 BC. And I know that there were Vietnamese people during the war, the American war in Vietnam, people like Ngo Thị Tuyen, who risked her life defending her village from bombardment from the time she was a teenager. So today we're going to hear about what the U.S. did in Vietnam, which is very important. But we also have a chance to acknowledge that the war in Vietnam was fought by millions of Vietnamese and affected and still affects millions of Vietnamese. 30 years after the official end, there are still high levels of dioxin contamination from Agent Orange and unexploded landmines, both of which claim lives of people, young and old, who do not ascribe to any particular ideology. So I must admit that it's not entirely accurate to call April 30th, 1975, the end of the war, but let's take the opportunity of this anniversary to reflect on it anyway. So now I'll turn things over to our moderator. Linda Pinkow is executive producer at WMBR News on the MIT radio station. She has a show called What's Left, which airs Sunday mornings from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And for the rest of the time here in Kresge, she will be the boss.